This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil.
Protests leave a trail of destruction on Christmas Day after clashes spilled out across malls in the tourist hub in Hong Kong the night before. Reuters' Libby Hogan.
Hong Kong woke to debris and graffiti on Christmas Day after a night of violent protests. Protesters vandalized a bank of HSBC. The bank became embroiled in a saga involving an official crackdown on a fundraising platform supporting protesters in need. About 100 protesters then trashed a Starbucks.
This year's Christmas is much worse than previous Christmases. It will be much happier if no one makes trouble.
On Christmas Eve, undercover police clashed with thousands of anti-government protesters. The protesters flooded the streets of a popular tourist district and also held rallies in nearby shopping malls.
That's Reuters' Libby Hogan reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump on Tuesday downplayed the possibility that North Korea could launch a ballistic missile on Christmas, joking that he instead could get a nice vase as a gift from the country's leader, Kim Jong-un. North Korea has cryptically promised a Christmas gift to the U.S., apparently as part of its efforts to increase pressure on Washington ahead of Pyongyang's end-of-year deadline for the U.S. to soften its stance on nuclear talks. U.S. officials who say they expect North Korea could soon launch a long-range ballistic missile appear to be watching the Korean Peninsula closely ahead of the Christmas holiday. Officials in Burkina Faso say that soldiers killed 80 Islamic militants who launched simultaneous attacks on a military post in a northern town of Arbinda Tuesday. The militants killed at least 35 civilians, mostly women, before they were beaten back. 7 soldiers were said to have been killed. Islamic militants in Mali were under pressure from French forces and spilled across the border into Burkina Faso. This is VOA News. U.S. President Trump raided Democratic lawmakers over his impeachment Tuesday as legislative standoff continues over an Senate impeachment trial.
They didn't give us due process. They didn't give us a lawyer. They didn't give us anything. Now they come to the Senate. They want everything.
Mr. Trump also took aim specifically at House Speaker Nancy Pelosi for indefinitely postponing the sending of the articles of impeachment to Republican-controlled Senate so a trial can begin.
She hates the Republican Party. She hates all the people that voted for me and the Republican Party.
President Trump is now the third U.S. president to be impeached in the country's 243-year history. U.N. Secretary General Antonio Guterres is calling for an immediate halt in fighting in northwestern Syria, where a government offensive has pushed tens of thousands of people from their homes in the past week. A Guterres spokesman said Monday he is alarmed by the scale.